Blog Talk Radio.
Last night, but I have not.
You really need to, if you do love that song. It is a good song, though.
That trailer,
I love, like, the hardcore bass, and
yes.
Then in the background, you just have that really ethereal voice. It's just really pretty.
Yes. See, this is one of those songs where me and you would be in the club just dropping it like it's hot for real. Really. Y'all didn't know Snow White's my dance buddy. Yeah. She is lucky that right now I cannot find my pictures that I have of her dancing. In the club.
You do not have any. Do you have pictures?
I do. I have one.
No.
One too that is really, really sexy too. I caught you right as you were looking up at me.
Oh my
and
God.
It was so sexy. In case y'all don't know, Snow White has some gorgeous blue eyes. So, and I have a thing for blue eyes. If she was a guy, I'd be all over her. But, yeah. So I have one.
Would you stop? Get out of my face, cat. Get down. Get down.
So when I caught you right as you were looking up. But yeah. So I have not played that game, and so fresh and so clean. Anyway,
I am going to hurt you if you continue with that.
Ah, y'all love me. Love me. Oh, love me, love me, love me. Yes, good morning, lovely people out there in the Twitterverse, Twitcherverse, wherever you all are. We're kind of sleepy and kind of off. We're always off, but the sleepy is kind of. I'm not sleepy. I lie. I'm not sleepy. I'm just off. Okay, now Kitney, is there some type of conspiracy going on? Does anybody know? Because you're like, you guys don't know before the show. Of course, we're always chatting about whatever, some game news, some other stuff y'all don't know about. And as I keep telling y'all, I know coming up on 2 years, Kitnatrix living with me, I'm still not used to this crazy kitten stuff she's got going on. So she just ran in here and growled at me and then ran out. And yours has been talking. I don't understand cats at all. If it was a dog, I know exactly what the growling means. Somebody's nearby the door, you know, or something's threatening, so I'm protecting. I don't understand cats. I don't understand the growling run out and hiding behind.
She's not growling. She's playing.
I don't know what that means.
She's playing. She's young enough to where that's her playing. My cat just wants to cuddle. That's all she wants.
See, I need your kitten taste because, yeah, I'm on throw.
No, you don't. You would be irritated with my cat within a day. I guarantee it. She always wants attention. Always.
I'm a cuddly kind of chick. I carry that cat around and love on it. This right here, I don't know what's going on. It's just running around like it's lost its mind. Anyway, that's not what y'all came to hear about. Okay, Snow is waiting to hear this juice.
You did come to hear about our cats. Yes, I am. But let me say real quick, I'm Snow White. That's Corey's time for the news. All right, what's the story? I had to get the show. It doesn't feel right if I don't do some sort of introduction. I don't know why.
Well.
All right, first show? First story?
Run that second trailer I sent you there. For the
it's a running.
For the people's, man, okay, I can't even believe this, or I don't want to believe this. Some of you are out of your flipping mind. Eurogamer actually broke the story just a short while ago. Call of Duty Black Ops developer is having to ask some of you to calm down after you all went flipping berserk after a patch tweaked 3 of the in-game's weapons. The Call of Duty players targeted Treyarch design director David Vondahar via Twitter with death threats against him and his family. Are you people crazy?
Wait, what happened?
They're threatened.
They did this why? Say this again?
Because he tweaked the game with some updates, some weapons. 3 weapons were updated.
And they threatened a man with death threats because he tweaked a game.
Yes.
A virtual reality game where you shoot fake guns at fake people for fake points.
Yes. It is out of are out of control. I don't even. I can't even believe when I saw this right before the show. I was like, oh, I got to tell people. Okay, so now Vondahar is one of the more high profile developers at the Black Ops studio, and he interacts with fans most regularly via Twitter. The fans backlashed began after Activision published the game's latest patch on the Call of Duty forum. Patch notes on the Call of Duty forum, and the updates include a range of bug fixes and tweaks. But the part that caused you all to lose your flipping minds is the multiplayer game balancing. The AN-94 weapon damage was slightly reduced. The DSR-50 rate of fire was reduced. The ballista rate of fire slightly reduced. Vondahar used his Twitter account to explain how these changes would affect play, and he says the DSR fire time was 0.2 seconds, it's now 0.4 seconds, and he says the rechamber time was 1 second, and it's now 1.1 seconds, a split second you guys are freaking out about. He says, let me put some perspective into your life because I do care about what you say. He says, not sure these infractions of seconds are worth the threat of violence. Community manager Dan Americk also spoke out against the backlash in a post on one of his One of Swords blog. He says Vaughn, aka Vondahar, often gets told he should die in a fire or kill himself or is a horrible person. If anybody thinks for a second this is okay, it is not. But if the loudest voices in the Call of Duty community act like an angry mob instead, guess how the entire world views Call of Duty? Yet you guys are not realizing what you're doing. This story, unfortunately, is probably going to make it to some of the bigger news outlets, your TVs and stuff, and then you guys perpetuate the stereotype that all gamers are crazy, murderous people because you can't control yourself. It's a game, and it is split seconds, and your life is not at stake. Your job is not at stake for playing this game. Your family is still going to eat. You're still going to eat. Everybody, life is going to go on as we know it, and amazingly enough, even with those extra 2 split seconds added on to your weapons time. You all need to calm down. This is one of those where pushes my buttons. The developer did something nice. You don't like it, don't play Call of Duty anymore. Go sell your copy. That's really the extent of what should be said here. You know what? I don't like it. I played, or at least try it. I played it. I don't like the seconds added on. I think I'm just going to go find something else to play. Threatening people is not okay. And that's exactly why that little boy here in Texas was put in jail. And they're going to start doing this more often, and you guys are helping them justify it, is what I'm saying. Okay, now...
Wait. It's my turn.
Wait. I got more on this story. Today... Okay. He's still handling it class act all the way over there at Activision. Fantastic. He's asking people to be calm, and of course they're saying some of you don't understand basic human communication. Okay, but he's still responding with patience and kindness. But honestly, I don't know if I could. This is why I'm not going to be looking at any community manager jobs. Don't do it. Because, you know, on our side, we don't care. We talk about you. We'll talk crazy to you. Anyway, continue. Go ahead, Snow White. And some of you are still talking, by the way. You're still,
okay.
You're still talking on his Twitter. This is ridiculous. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. First of all, I agree completely with what you said. Absolutely. The world is going to look at gamers like we are some violent, immature, crazy mofos, okay? And it's because of people like you that we're having so many issues with gaming in the world now, all right? And I'll be honest, people like you, the ones on Twitter, you're the reason I don't want to play Call of Duty because I don't really want to have to put up with your immaturity. So instead of having to deal with it, I just don't play the game at all. This is why I don't play first-person shooters, because of people like you. And I'm sure I probably would enjoy it if I didn't have people in my ear calling me a noob, saying that I must be gay because I can't do it, saying all these other horrible things. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is that you just threatened a man's life over virtual reality. He is not threatening your family. He is not threatening your house. He's not hurting anything in your life at all. This Call of Duty that you're so obsessed with, guess what? You could lose your game. Your game could be irrevocably damaged, and your life would still go on. You'd be upset about it, sure, because I'd be mad about it, too. I'd be like, I lost my game. But guess what? In a couple days, you could get a new copy. Or you could just move the hell on. And you really do need to move the hell on. You need to back away from your game.
Well, see, what they're not understanding, they're not understanding right here, Snow, is death threats are felony. They can,
I'm getting there.
Go ahead, woman.
Hang on. That's okay. I know you're mad because I get like that too. I understand. You need to take a chill pill. You need to step back from your game. You need to relax. Because if you continue on this route that you're on right now, you are going to be arrested. You're going to be the one in jail, just like that poor kid who made that stupid remark on Facebook. You are going to be the one that's in jail. You're going to be the example that the media holds up and says, this is why gamers are no good. And it's going to be your fault that this happened.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And this is why violence in games is bad, because people who get play games like this who are violent end up with violent natures. And it's not because of the game that's violent. It's because you're just an idiot. And you really need to relax. And I'm very disappointed in every single freaking one of you.
We can't say what we want to say. Look, we can't say what we want to say at daytime. Oh, I am blown away that I still cannot believe that I'm seeing this. I cannot. Even the little boy who made those comments, those are commonplace, you know, people saying things to each other while gaming. But to threaten somebody's family and life, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. They went after, remember the chick who, I'm not going to say she had it coming. She didn't deserve the death threats, but she did bring it up on herself by what she did, you know, causing the man to lose his job. But some of you with the death threats, no. What you should have done is tell her, I'm not going to read your column anymore. Some of you don't understand what your power is as a gamer. You think it's, I'm going to threaten you anonymously on the internet, which I find ironic because some of your parents and parental predecessors think you are the smartest generation. Some of y'all are dumb. You have no idea how the internet works, how easy it is for the government to find you and come and arrest you. And what you're going to create if you keep doing stuff like this is a modern-day witch hunt. They're going to start coming after all of us. Stop it. Really, stop it. I would prefer to be out playing my new PlayStation 4, my Wii U, as opposed to sitting in jail, because we do this show. We're very outspoken here, too. So they're going to say, you're egging them on. You know, you're telling them they can say whatever they want. We're not really, but who's going to say otherwise because you're doing this? Stop it. This is ridiculous. Ugh. All right. I still can't believe this. This just bothered me when I saw it this morning. Anyway, Snow, your next story.
let me say one more thing before I move on to the next story. There is never an excuse for death threats when it comes to gaming. There's never an excuse. Okay?
Nope.
The spectrum of quote death threats that is appropriate is very, very, very small. I'm talking like unless someone is threatening to hurt your family or your friends, then the spectrum of death threat is minute, okay? So you need to realize what is important in life and what is not important. And yes, the woman who got that man fired, yes, that sucked. But death threats was not appropriate even in that situation. All right.
By the way,
you could have her fired. You could not listen to her, not read her article anymore. But death threats, the whole scope of what's appropriate for death threats, minute. You need to reassess your priorities and figure out really what the hell matters in life and what doesn't.
Hello, Molly. I see you there.
And I'm done.
Molly pops in our chat room. Yeah. And I haven't met them before, Molly. And again, I said someone out. We're not big Call of Duty over here. We have a couple here, Blaster and I saw what you sent. We Blaster and Ural are probably going to be more on our Call of Duty side.
No, I don't even think they'd be on their side.
No. I'm saying they're on the Call of Duty side, as in what they play. They don't, you know. They wouldn't. No, they would never go down with this. We wouldn't even, girl. You know, we don't even allow crazy people to be here. We have our own brand of crazy, but it's not this kind of crazy. This is ridiculous. I cannot even. This is just bothers me. Wow. Wow, some of y'all, please, seriously. I just want to shake. I wish I could just shake each and every one of you. Okay, go. Let's move to the next story. This is upsetting me. Thursday night is when you will hear more about this and you guys and your crazy rage.
And we will be unfiltered.
Yeah, unfiltered.
We'll be unfiltered.
Thursday night. Thursday night is going to go down.
All right, let me stop this because even just watching it's making my nostrils flare. All right, so I totally forgot. Oh, yeah, here we go. And, you know, we talked about this beforehand. I'm going to do this story because you had that really juicy one. So this is mine. EA is not having a good day. Not a good day for EA.
You steal my thunder.
I did. I did. Well, you had that one, and that one was juicy. It's my turn. Back off.
All right.
So a jury has apparently sided with the original Madden programmer, and you want to know how much you made? Well, you got to listen up.
Ooh,
the jury hearing a lawsuit between...
I'm sorry, that's rather juicy. Go ahead.
What?
That is juicy. Go.
Well, you could do that after this one. All right. So the jury hearing a lawsuit between Electronic Arts and original Madden programmer and designer Robin Antonick delivered a stinging verdict this evening. After just 3 days of deliberation, the jury in U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California ruled in favor of Robin, awarding him what should be more than $11 million, according to his legal team. Right? He is set for life.
Is he cute?
The ruling also opens the door. Right? Hey, Robin, you want some company, baby? Anyway, moving on. That was a joke. If anyone's listening, I'm not a prostitute. All right, so
I am for game.
I'm gonna get myself arrested.
We'll trip
right,
for
yeah,
game.
I am
the
for
shirt
game
coming to
The ruling also opens the door for Antonick to pursue the same claims against EA for games released after 1996. The jury was charged with determining if Antonick's claims were true. He alleged in his lawsuit that he had signed a series of publishing and development contracts with the company, culminating in a 1986 agreement that required EA to pay him royalties on any derivative works related to the original version of EA Madden and prohibited EA from using his confidential information. The lawsuit claimed that EA breached those agreements and failed to pay millions of dollars in royalties owed to Antonick. EA is just having a rough time. The jury came to the conclusion that EA's Madden NFL games published between 1990 and 1996 were virtually identical, to the original version of Madden NFL football developed by Antonick. They also concluded that they used similar plays and formations. With mandatory prejudgment interest, the verdict should entitle Antonick to more than $11 million. Here is a quote for you, and this is probably the last thing I read because it's a little long. This is a tremendous victory, said Rob Carey, partner at Hoggins Berman Sobel Shapiro, LLP, and one of Antonick's attorneys. In many ways, this trial was a test of each party's version of events. The jury uniformly rejected the idea that this game was developed without Robin's work. It is, if nothing, a good omen for the next phase of the litigation. I have to say, anybody who's played Madden knows that it's virtually the same game every single freaking time.
I've been saying that, and I said this to someone stupid. Yes, I'm talking to you again. That the same glitch has been in Madden since 1998, where I'm going to say it every time, you throw the pass to your quarterback, he's about to catch it, he's wide open out there, and suddenly the opposing team's guy slides into your guy's place, and then he catches and they yell out, interception. And every time I throw my controller, that's flipping.
She doesn't say flipping. Just so
you know, yeah,
not safe.
Still in here. Oh my gosh! And it just gets more high def as time goes on. It doesn't go away. And it's obviously this man's code. It obviously is. Sorry, there, EA. They aren't having a good time. Remember, if you all were with us yesterday, we live streamed their event. They were announcing the new Sims expansion pack, and then they sent it to us after this was over. Why did you send it before? We could have just shared the trailer and been done. But yeah, Back to the Future. That's what I'm going to call it. It's Sims the Future, but I'm going to call it Back to the Future. It's got hoverboards. Anyway, yeah, so that with that and them possibly losing that case, their earnings this past the first quarter were a little bad. They reported their quarter's earnings what's today? Is it Wednesday? So they did this yesterday. Yeah, we told you we don't sit in on earnings calls. Sorry. But we can tell you what happened. The net income for EA climbed just slightly, according to Games Industry International, $201 million during last year's quarter to $222 million this quarter, this time this year. Their net revenues dipped from $955 million to $949 million. Now, the good news is that it did exceed its guidance for the period, and the company's continued efforts in the digital space are making a difference. Digital net revenue on a GAAP basis climbed from $342 million to $482 million, while publishing revenue from packaged goods and other fell from $592 to $452 million. Now, what this means is EA's digital publishing business is producing more revenues than the packaged goods at this point. Given how the company scaled back to fewer retail console games and it's seen a lot of success on mobile, I don't know where because I don't really like any of EA's mobile games. I'm sorry. EA highlighted that it was the number one global publisher in the iOS game market in the June quarter, while The Simpsons Tapped Out, some of you will play anything seriously, recorded its highest revenue quarter since launching in August of 2012. Real Racing 3 also has generated more than 45 million downloads and has averaged over 2 million daily active users since launching in March. Overall, EA's mobile and handheld digital revenue generated about $103 million in the quarter, and that's a 30% increase year over year. Other sources of digital revenue includes their Battlefield 3 Premium, which has seen the community grow to over 4 million members. FIFA 13, I don't know why, I've got to get my hands on one of them to see what's up. They, of course, saw digital net revenue topping $70 million in the quarter, representing a 92% jump versus FIFA 12 last year. The publisher made some strides with FIFA Online 3 as well, and said that it signed a publishing agreement with Tencent for FIFA Online 3 in China. The company noted that EA Origin now has over, get this, Snow, 50 million registered users, which includes 22 million mobile users. Yeah, and we're among that. Hello. EA had number 48 mil. EA had a solid quarter driven by continued digital growth and disciplined cost management. This is from Executive Chairman Larry Provost. This is, we're also executing a clear set of goals for leadership on mobile and PC. Nah, 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 nah. All right. So I don't know what to tell you. Congratulations or boo, EA. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We may.
All right. Molly Pop, girl, we see you. Chillax. Chillax. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Apparently, Eidos Montreal founder and GM has resigned.
We already did that, woman.
Eidos Montreal. No, we didn't. Did we?
Yes, we did. Yep, I did that.
When?
Monday. Monday.
When?
Monday. I know.
How did we do it Monday? This was dated yesterday.
Well, we did it sometime. I remember talking about it. They're also talking
all
about.
All right, well, fine. I'll move on to my next one.
Well, moving along then.
Ruining my, bursting my bubble right there. Fine. Fine.
I just want to say, so fresh.
Have
so
we done
clean,
this one? I am going to hurt you. I'm going to be playing Star Wars. Fresh and so clean, clean. All right. All right. Here we go. MechWarrior Online has offered up Sarah's Jenner for cancer charity. MechWarrior Online is honoring a 5-year-old player who died of brain cancer in May by selling a special mech with the proceeds going completely to charity. Oh, I might tear up. Earlier this year, 5-year-old Sarah Marie Alita Perrys of Vancouver, who was a huge fan of MechWarrior and played the game with her dad, John, died from complications with inoperable brain cancer. All right, I think I'm... Hold on.
No, no. You got the control. That can't be doing that, Luke.
I am. After her passing, fans with the NWO community asked that special hero mech be created to honor her and to be sold for charity. Piranha Games listened to the community and created Sarah's Jenner, which it unveiled today. And now that mech is available for $10, which will go to the Canadian Cancer Society. Sarah's Jenner will be available until August 10th. The mech can't be purchased with C-bills, cannot be resold, and comes bundled with its own exclusive mech bay for storage. Wow, that's awesome. That really is awesome. I love games. Okay, Kat, stop it. I'm trying to do news. Get down. Okay. I love games that actually take a stance, that actually reach out to help the community. And then I'm so sorry that that little girl who was a little gamer in the making, who was a gamer, actually, I'm so sorry that she died at such a young age. So props. Very good.
Yep. Okay, let me say something. We have somebody on Twitter that wants to say something. I'm not going to say your name on our show, for the record.
What? What's going on?
Wait, I gotta respond.
Okay.
All right. All right, so I had to respond to him. You all can go check that out on our Twitter. We, of course, have a troll. We always got a troll. And just so you know there, guy, I'm not going to say your name again because we don't want to give you any credence with your six little followers. But, yeah, we like trolls. Thanks.
I just read his tweet, and he is obviously not paying attention to us at all.
No, he looks like he's new to Twitter. He's trying to make a name for himself. You know what happens every now and again? We get a troll who comes over and looks at us, and they go, "Oh, let me say something to them because they're girls, because they think they're going to upset us when they say stuff like that." Honey, I am a girl, but I'm also a woman, and I've been doing this a long time. Your comments are not upsetting me, really. I've heard it all. There's nothing you're gonna say to me I haven't heard. But anytime you want to take it to the console, we can do that. Look, anytime you want to take it to the console, we can do that.
And that, my friend, is how a real gamer handles things.
That's right. We don't give credence to non-gamers. Wow, he really is brand new. Dude, take your price tag off your ear before you get on Twitter. Anyway,
Boy, you are still wet behind the ears. Back off. All right.
Price tag saying clearance and everything. Anyway, run my Saints Row trailer.
No, I think he said that it was returned. I think he was
he was a return.
Yeah, he was a return. Damaged goods, I believe, is what it was.
Dent in the head, is that what it was?
Yeah. Is this Flash Monsters thing you gave me?
No, that was the first one I gave you, darling. For Saints Row... It's a very short little. It has. Is that what I gave you? No, you know what I did. Never mind. Well, let me tell you about Saints Row. Leave the Flash Monsters down. You're absolutely right. I grabbed the wrong trailer. Anyway, forget that one. I'll tell you about this lovely. Did they give me a trailer of Saints Row? Can y'all not be crazy too? Yeah, they did. I'm not doing that, y'all. That's an age gate required. Anyway, Deep Silver revealed today that the upcoming over-the-top open-world action game Saints Row 4 has gone gold, and fans are now able to pre-order a season pass for the planned downloadable content DLC for EUR. People's 9.99 euros, francs, seashells, we don't know what it is, at participating retailers. Season pass for the much-awaited Saints Row 4 from developer Volition will include two brand-new mission packs and the season pass exclusive Rectifier anal probe weapon. Which will help you, the President of the United States, get the inside information from your enemies as you save the Earth from dangerous alien infestation.
With an alien anal probe weapon.
Yes, because that's what Obama really wants to do. I don't know. I know he's sitting around the Oval Office all day saying, "I wish I had me an anal probe so I could." Anyway, included in the season pass is a director's cut of previously announced Enter the Dominatrix DLC, a tongue-in-cheek vision of what this content was originally going to be like will be on there also, along with a second mission pack coming in late 2013. Season passes will be available for purchase on all platforms and include upcoming add-on content worth more than 15 euros. So Saints Row 4 is going to launch on current gen consoles, so don't be worried. I got to get an Xbox One. Nope, it'll be on your current gen console and PC, which probably means it'll be on Steam. August the 20th is when it's out here in North America, and for the rest of you, you get it 3 days later. Sorry about that. Sorry, no Mac and no Linux as far as I can see, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to play on Linux. You know what? I played Saints Row once, and of course we had that whole big gamer girl uprising against them some years ago. This was before you got here, Snow. Mm-hmm. And of course I picked the fight. I've been really good for the past few years. I haven't picked any fights with anybody.
Are you kidding?
No, I haven't picked any big fights. I used to pick big ones. You know, when you pick a fight with Volition, you pick a fight with, you know, Lionhead over Fable. Those are the big fights I used to pick. I don't pick those anymore. Of course, we don't have any.
Maybe you should.
I don't. for the most part, except for small crazy people, you know, like our newest Twitter fan, we don't really have anybody doing anything majorly bad that requires me to pick a big fight. But yeah, so I played that once, and I was not that in love with Saints Row. Some of you are, and I'm sure it's fun and funny. The humor is lost on me. I don't find it funny. It doesn't mean it's a bad game, but I just don't. It does nothing for me. I would prefer to play.
I did try Saints Row. I did.
I prefer
I was like, okay, well, I want to see what the big deal is, but it's not. Mm-mm.
I prefer GTA because I like the seriousness of GTA. I love a good storyline. Which, can I say this? Okay, guys, as far as I know, I think my gag will be off at approximately midnight tonight. I got some Shadowrun for you. I will try to Twitch live. Mm-hmm. Technically, the gag.
You better make sure you can before you do.
Hey,
just to make sure.
After midnight. Is the next day is when the gag is supposed to come off. Anyway, what can I wait? Okay, anyway, y'all will love it. It's lovely.
You just cackled evilly and clapped.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, Molly is correcting us. Excuse me, Saints Row the Third. See, she loves Saints Row. You know what, Molly, you may not remember the big fight. The big fight was one of our fellow female gamer alums runs another website whose website I can't remember. I'd tell you who it was if I could. She interviewed Saints Row, the people over at Volition, and asked how come there were no main playable girl characters. And they told her we didn't have any character models for women. And they have women. They do have character models for women. They have, you know, female characters walking along the street. So we said pretty much all you had to do was swap out an avatar dude and put some different clothes on her and bam, lead female character and get somebody to do the voiceover. It wasn't that – it didn't require that much deep detailed thought. So, of course, me and a couple of other females there that know some of the dev side, actually, you know, they agreed, and then there was an uprising. We all took our Saints Rose back. That one, Fable, was also another one that got taken back to the store, and that's why you got a girl character come Fable 2 and 3, because we were banding together. We need to do that again. Go after some people. Who can I pick a fight with this
year? Well, lately, games have been pretty good about having women in mm-hmm. in main roles and about having them have positions of power in the game, so.
Yeah, they've been good. She says they fixed it.
Yeah, there have been some strides towards that.
I haven't played any Saints Row at all. I just was not that big of a fan of it to even, you know, beyond picking the fight, I was like, I'm done. So, and I know they've put some girls in, and I've seen them in the commercials and stuff. I'm just not interested in playing. Some games just escape me. I don't play them. Like Call of Duty with all this crazy. I like
I can't do it.
Other people. Like, I had a good time. Molly, what were we playing? Was that Ghost Recon that we had a beta of? I played with Molly and her crew one night. I didn't care much for Ghost Recon, that's an FPS I actually love. I didn't care for it because of it was crazy. Anyway, we're all off subject. I had another one, if you will allow.
We are just off.
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
It's juicy. I have to do it. And I'm well aware that we may lose our Twitter account after I do this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do it, though, because news has got to be done. All right. Remember when Facebook used unsuspecting users' images in ads for their 55-gallon barrels of passion, natural water, personal lubricant thing and had to pay users to settle a class action lawsuit? Anybody remember that? No? Okay, well, Twitter just got caught doing something similar. According to VentureBeat yesterday, Twitter launched a TV ad targeting product to a wider audience. Unfortunately, the graphic it used to promote the new ad platform included perky fawning tweets from Twitter users about a coffee commercial, including this at barista bar ad is giving me the coffee shakes, look so good, and I wish I could make fancy lattes in the at barista bar commercial, and what is the song in the new at Barista Bar commercial? I love it. The only problem with that is those tweets were all fake. As the sharp-eyed editor, sharp-eyed Jeff Elder at SFGate noticed the tweets were from real users but did not appear anywhere in their timelines, and the Twitter users whose names and likenesses were used to promote topics they didn't know or care about were now on record via Twitter's blog as going gaga over San Francisco's fictitious barista bar. Ooh. This was tweeted out to more than 1.5 million people, of course. Now, interestingly, One of the writers over at VentureBeat followed the barista bar trail, and which leads to a half-built Let's Talk hashtag Twitter WordPress blog and with a Twitter Addict header, default WordPress press blank install copy, broken Google AdSense, blocks, all that stuff, paid SEO links in the footer, and a claim to not be affiliated with Twitter or the excellent barista bar in San Francisco. In addition, there are a couple of references to the Twitter ads and an unmistakable Twitter style, but the website was supposedly designed by Moonbingo, an online gambling site based out of Belize. What the hell are y'all doing over there, Twitter? Okay, so the Twitter users were not happy that they were apparently big fans of the barista bar. One of them said, it's disturbing and has no place. And another one said, the heck? First time I read about the barista bar. Not a native English speaker. Never even used the word fancy. Twitter has since changed the names of its users the tweets are attributed to, and a source that I spoke with said that it was likely a mistake. An early version of the promotional image was used mistakenly. But everybody wonders if the company will also want to change the barista bar Twitter account. It's a demo account the company has used before when introducing new products out of completely understandable desire to not use actual companies for beta projects. The reference appears to be to a coffee bar in Twitter's offices. Yeah, you can see it on the Foursquare location if you look it up. It's the same address as Twitter's. They said, or at least thing you can do, Twitter, is change the Barista Bar SF website, which appears to have been made by a 5-year-old amateur web designer. Ouch. And contains those odd, seemingly paid footer links. All right. Twitter?
So our troll responded to me.
What did our troll have to say?
I'm not telling you. Do you want me to read it out loud?
Let me go over to you. Let me go over to your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I love how your name pops up first when I type in snow for search. let me retweet you there, Snow. I don't see anything that he said. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's there.
Not yet. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that.
Could he take it back?
Like,
can he delete the tweet after sending it? Because I got it. I'm looking at it.
I don't see it. Can you link me to
all
that
right.
tweet? Can you click more there and share the tweet?
Sure.
Can you share it with me? I got to see it.
How?
Okay, so
I've never done this before.
We'll talk about that later. I'll look at it later. We'll fight with him later.
Cool.
We love it.
You know what? I'll just copy and paste the damn thing in
about,
this guy here.
That? And so Molly Pop says she wants to sit in with us Thursday. You come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Is that what he said?
Yeah. And this is my response.
Ooh. Hot. Yeah, tell him to take that price tag off his ear next time he tries to step into the pool with the big girls. Okay. All right, so are you ready for your next story?
Yes, I am. And I think he may have deleted that tweet because I don't see it on my feed either. But I saw it before you deleted it, boy.
Ah, wait a minute. Did he delete his from ours, too? Yeah.
He did?
No, he didn't delete. He didn't delete his to us.
Oh. Anyway, moving on. All right. Apparently, in a minute, seeking to defund the NSA survived the House Rules Committee. Check it out. A libertarian-themed political website, Reason.com, is reporting that the Amash Amendment has survived the House's Rules Committee process. The Rules Committee voted late last night to allow several anti-NSA amendments to the $598.3 billion defense bill to be voted on this week. The Amash Amendment, the brainchild of Representative Justin Amash, who is from Michigan, by the way, seeks to defund the NSA's domestic surveillance programs. Another amendment seeks to prohibit the NSA from collecting data on Americans unless they are under investigation. Both are amendments to the defense bill. Yes! All right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Woo! Other amendments to the bill will also be up for consideration, including an amendment from Florida Republican Representative Trey Radel to block funding to Syrian rebels. An amendment introduced by Thomas Massey and Anne DeMoss that prohibits the use of funding for military or paramilitary operations in Egypt, and an amendment by Representatives Jim Moran and Adam Smith that would allow for the transfer of detainees from Guantanamo Bay to the United States or elsewhere. So apparently Mr. Amash, Representative Amash, is he's on our side. Rock on, dude.
I have to agree with our friend here at Molly Pop too, because we got an ongoing news thing going on here. She says, excuse me, little boy there, little crazy boy, how can you tell the difference between a fake and a real death threat? How do you tell the difference? Nobody knows. That's why we're all
exactly.
going through. Oh, God. We need to put sensitivity and etiquette training back in schools.
Yes, and I'm telling you, you cannot say, he may think, well, it's not literal, but one of the other hundreds of people who may have done it, they may think it's literal. They may be getting ready to go to this poor guy's house as we speak.
Well, he just added himself to the list.
Look, I retweet.
He just added himself to the list, by the way.
True.
They're coming after you too now there, that little boy. All right. Is it my turn again?
Yes.
Can you run my Slash Monsters trailer?
I certainly can, ma'am, now that we finally have it. Here we go. It is rolling.
All right. This is from a new Belgian startup making a new game called Slash Monsters. Slash Monsters is a free-to-play slashing Wow, that just makes... I have a lisp anyway. That just made it worse. Slashing action game. The objective is straightforward. To clean the oceans of monsters that have bred there. Somebody that does not speak English sent us this press release. It's not... You know what? I'm going to leave y'all alone. Y'all are French. I love you. But take car, underwater, anything is possible. This is supposed to be inspired by the success of Fruit Ninja, which has made several appearances in my house. Thank you, Baby Matrix. Since its first release in November 2012. They said the game has already evolved quite a bit, and they're very passionate people. Yes, you are French people. Very passionate. And they've chosen to pursue the adventure by... releasing a third version filled with new surprises. The update is ready today. If you have it already, it includes new content that may have been that's been suggested by you gamers. I think I got too much coffee, as well as a new interface optimizing the ease of navigation. As you see the trailer there, looks like it might be interesting. They have some new things in the update: the arena mode, and now even more vicious monsters, display of your ranking amongst friends and world ranking, insertion of a funny comic, friends research has been optimized, catching pearls falling down in the water, dyadic for the first time, new traps and weapons such as Aquamine, mega jackpot for the spin, and an incredible new pick two for the app. I don't know what pick two. Okay, so you can download it from the App Store free. Of course, it does have those little pesky in-game purchases if you want to update some things. And they would like for you, please, to give good feedback. Some of you don't know what that is, which is evident by our new Twitter fan. Good feedback does not mean we're going to kill you if you don't fix this. What it means is this right here is not working, and, you know, when I try to catch the pearls, you know, I can't catch them if I'm using this phone. So you have to give good feedback, especially on a cell phone. What do you think? You think you might want to try this one out? No?
I was watching. I think it looks cute. I think for me, that would be a good distraction if I have to, like, wait on my car to get fixed or wait at the doctor's office or something. It'll be fun. I think it would be. I'd be like, oh, dude, I'd be making all kinds of noises, have people look at me weird, kind of cringing and moving to the side. You know how when you play games? Okay, maybe I'm just the only one who does this.
No, you're not. You're not the only one.
When I'm playing a game and it's like, and I'm like, if I'm playing Star Wars, I'm trying to creep around to see if there's like a bad guy on the other side of this wall. I lean over in my chair, like that'll
yeah.
help me see around the wall. And I'm like, what am I doing?
I do the same thing, and a lot of Shadowrun. I can't say much about the battle, but I'll tell you this much: some of it has me leaning close to the screen, and I'm trying to see around stuff, like or see over boxes.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute, what are you doing back there? Oh, I'm going to shoot you. Wait a minute. I need to move this way.
So, or you start squinting like that's going to help. You're like, oh, that's kind of blurry. What is that back there? That's far away. What is that?
I don't know why. I do all that squint business. That is not cute.
It,
I start
really
leaning
isn't.
My head back and I'm squinting and yeah.
I thought I was the only one that did that because, man, I'm all like, I'm cringing and ducking and moving to the side and trying to peek around corners and look over boxes and, oh, man.
And what is it, Baby Natrix? Last week we were doing our girls. It's Girls Day every Friday here at my house. Anybody that wants to get in on it, you want to play with me on Xbox, you want to be Steam, let me know. But only girls, sorry, Girls Day Friday. And we were having Girls Day, and she was playing Minecraft, and she's yelling at the screen, and I'm in here yelling at the screen, "What? What are you gonna do now?" And I'm all up at the screen, and she's like, "Mommy, don't punch the screen." I was like, "You know, I was about to." But that's all in getting fun. Okay, is it my turn? Is it your turn? It's your turn. Go.
You have done like 15 in a freaking row. It's my turn.
Girl,
back
it's
off.
Juicy. It's juicy. I'm sorry.
All right. We are going to show some our indie game developers some love. And actually, how we're going to do that is I'm going to read the story about Bundlestar, who has apparently launched a Superfly indie bundle.
Ooh.
So they are giving indie developers some love. It is about time. The indie developers have had a hard time with that stupid treehouse trying to bilk them out of all this money. Bundlestar has launched a brand new indie bundle called the Superfly indie bundle, featuring 10 games that can be redeemed on Steam for right around $5. $5. The bundle includes The bundle includes the action strategy space game Galaxy on Fire 2 full what does HD mean again? High def. Wow. The future leaning survival horror game Afterfall Insanity Extended Edition, platformer Cargo Commander, RPG strategy game Disciples 3 Renaissance, point-and-click adventure game The Journey Down, Chapter 1, and the martial arts-themed action game Kung Fu Strike, The Warrior's Rise. Dark RPG strategy game Dungeons of Dark Loha. That's a lot of games. There's a lot of games. There's more. I'm not going to read them. Two other bundles are also available. That one doesn't tickle your fancy. They have the Pure Indie Bundle and Indie Jam 2 Bundle. So basically, Bundlestars is showing our indie game developers some love. And that's awesome, because they do need some love. And there's some on here that look interesting, actually.
Well, we can't see it, because all you have up for us is the trailer from Flash Monsters.
Well, you know, I don't have a link for that, unfortunately. But you can actually check it out. You can actually go to, where is this? Bundlestars.com, that's what it is. It's Bundlestars.com. You can go there, you can actually check it out, look up their indie bundles, and they have quite a few and quite a few games, and they look fun. So check it out. Show our indie developers some love. And you want me to do another one? Are you ready?
You can go right on ahead. I am conversing via Facebook with
another. What you conversing about?
Oh, it's a comic book thing. Somebody's asking. You guys will hear later. I can't say any more than that.
All right, moving on. So the Entertainment Merchants Association holding its annual Los Angeles Entertainment Summit event this week, July 23rd to 24th in Los Angeles. The event brought together nearly 1,000 people from dozens of entertainment companies for 2 days of business meetings, tech displays, and seminars focused on the state of the entertainment. And this is a quote: "We've gotten both the gaming and video industries together to celebrate our success and to look forward to what's next." And that was said by Mark Fisher, who is the CEO and EMA president. "It's been efficient, effective, productive, and attendees are having fun. Besides business, attendees enjoyed a golf tournament, a welcome reception, a casino night, and a tech tour featuring products from an estimated 21 companies, including Flixster, Cisco, Emgo, NVIDIA, Rovi, Sony Entertainment Network, and Verizon. The events were designed to also help raise funds for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a founding partner. CFF offered plenty of donation opportunities at the golf and poker tournaments and presented a lot of information on cystic fibrosis and how it affects people to attendees." That's awesome. Again, I love it when gamers get together and try to support good causes, because hopefully I'm getting beat at. Okay. Our good will overshadow the bad, and obviously there's a lot of bad going on. Maybe one day our good will overshadow the bad, and that's my my hope.
Well, we do have a lot of crazy going on, a ton of crazy.
Well, you know, it's not like it's a lot of crazy. It's just they're loud. And I was trying to explain this to someone last night who was talking smack about gamers, how stupid they are and all this stuff. And I said, you're talking about the very small percentage of gamers who are stupid. The rest of us are highly intelligent, are laid back, and just like to have a good time. The only problem is the stupid ones, the ignorant ones, are the loudest. So those are the ones that get the most coverage on the media, because it's not interesting to talk about someone who is sane, who is enjoying their games and getting along with everyone else. That's not interesting to read about. The interesting ones are the crazy ones. That's what's most interesting.
All right, and now it's time for Killer Plants from Outer Space. I need an echo. As you can see from Miss Snow's trailer there, this is from the creators of Savage Moon, and this is a new game, that a new RTS. It's free to play, and it's only for you PlayStation Home people. It's a new reverse tower defense strategy game. You can take on the role of Professor Fred Jean, biomechanical engineer extraordinaire. You're going to help him to overcome the hordes of killer plants skillfully crafted by Ginger. Ginger, you should stop it, Ginger, who is your enemy, and your wife. Some of you are like, yes. She's my wife, yes. She's also your enemy. You also have one major advantage over Ginger. You can spawn up to 18 different creature combinations, each with special abilities and killer moves. Again, they're also going to be having some competitions and prize giveaways on their website, which is at fluffylogic.net. Yes, I said fluffylogic.net. If you want to win something, get over there. I kind of like tower defense games.
I don't.
You know? I kind of like them.
No, it's just not enough for me.
See, this one here looks like
But it's really weird. Like, I don't like... It does. I really don't like tower defense games, but then again, I like Plants vs. Zombies, which is almost the same thing.
It is a tower defense game.
I know, but I love that game. I think I love it because it's just funny. It's cutesy. And
you
I
know what? I found
like
an
this
original...
This one, I just don't know if I'm playing.
There's an original version that's free to play. The original version is free to play over on the EA site. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, now that I told you. I played it for a couple of hours one night. And this one looks a little interesting because it's not top-down. If you look at the trailer there, it looks like it's right in the thick of the action, and it could be just that that's part of the trailer. We haven't checked it out.
That looks like gameplay. It looks like you can actually manipulate it to where it's top-down or you're in the action, because I can see the camera moving around, and it looked like, you know, it wasn't like a smooth move. It looked like someone was moving it.
It's quite possible. Looks very, very interesting.
That's awesome.
All right. I'm over teasing Molly Pop on Skype now because she went from our room to Skype. And I'm like, boom. All right. We got time for probably one more. And
you want it or me?
You can do one more if you want. Oh, yeah. It's your turn, actually. All right. You do that. You do it.
Yes, it is. Why, thank you, ma'am. Blizzard is apparently celebrating StarCraft II's third birthday with perks. And let me tell you about the perks, those of you who like StarCraft II, which apparently is everyone in Korea. Blizzard is celebrating 3 years of StarCraft II Wings of Liberty being available by giving players some special treats. For a limited time, it is unlocking all three of the game's races in the starter edition of the game, offering a new wallpaper, and increasing XP gains for a limited time by around 25%. And here is a quote for you. I'm going to read it off. On July 27, 2010, we launched StarCraft II Wings of Liberty. Blizzard developers traveled to major launch events and locations spanning the globe, including London, Berlin, Paris, Stockholm, Moscow, Orange County, Singapore, Taipei, Mexico, Brazil, and Australia to celebrate with players. We were excited to meet gamers all over the world, and every year since, we've celebrated StarCraft II's birthday. This year, we've got a few things for you. XP bonus. For a limited time, we've increased XP gains you get when you play StarCraft II by 25%. It's a perfect time to log in and play some multiplayer or versus AI or training mode games. Perhaps you like the level of the race. Okay. Obviously not an English speaker. This is what he meant. Perhaps you'd like to level up the race. You don't play as often. Now's the time. All three for free. Once again, we've unlocked all three races in the StarCraft II Starter Edition. That means that any player who hasn't yet upgraded to the full edition of StarCraft II can check out what it's like to play from the Protoss and Zerg perspective. Combine that with spawning, and you've got a holiday on your hands. I actually like that idea. It's a very good idea. That sweet, sweet art. When we celebrate things, we love doing something special artistically. This time around, Luke, Mr. Jack Mancini, reworked the 15th anniversary lined-up wallpaper with edgier, grittier results. You can actually see it. If you look up, I'm sure if you look up StarCraft 2 birthday perks on Google, it'll come up quickly. Here's looking forward to many more years of real-time strategy fun with StarCraft 2. So I think it's a very good business decision to give someone a taste of other races they may not have played yet. And then you know they're going to be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to want to play it. It's a very good idea.
Well, happy birthday to them, which we just tweeted. Wow. Twitter. This is going to get bad. Okay. Anyway, we did not get to this.
What's going on now?
I just see crazy stuff on Twitter, and I always wonder. I worry about the future of our kind. I worry about the future of humans.
This is why I'm not on Twitter that often, because it's the craziness. I just don't get it.
I like to know. Well, you know how I am. I like to see the crazy coming. If you're coming at me, I want to see you. I want to see you, you know, right there in front of me. I don't want to sneak up on me. So I usually watch Twitter and see. All right, so Valve is saying, actually, I'm going to not do that one I was going to do. I'm going to do this one because it's talking about Steam. Amazingly enough, Valve introduced their Steam Greenlight program just last August as a way of letting some of us select which indie game titles will be made available on the company's digital storefront. And a few dozen games have made it through the process and landed on the Steam store good and proper, but Valve programmer Tom Bowie says that that's not good enough. He, as reported by IndieStock, Bowie has acknowledged the system's shortcomings on the Steam forums and explained that some of the company's attempts they're attempting to remedy the situation or improve it. He said, what matters is that we give customers a chance to buy your games and let them vote with their dollars. He said, but that said, we realize we're failing in this regard and we're trying to fix it. With a brief pause for the Steam summer sale, Bowie said Valve has been bringing more Greenlight projects to the store in recent months and is aware that still more need to be approved. Beyond that, Valve has been working to streamline Steam processes, automating what they can and giving developers the ability to change their game store pages directly. Until now, those changes could only be made by someone at Valve, which meant a lot of back-and-forth communication before anything could be done. A lot of the changes, they said, we've been making are not that visible to those outside the system, but we are already basically what we're trying to do is to automate a lot of our processes and putting tools into the hands of developers. Now, while Bowie acknowledged Greenlight shortcomings, he stressed that the system as it stands is still much better than the completely opaque way Valve used to handle additions to the store. But comments came in the wake of an open letter from Six-Sided Sanctuary developer Poe, in which the creator ran down a number of shortcomings for indie developers looking to get on Steam and proposed a handful of ways to address the problem. I think that's good that they're listening to them. At least Valve has a green light thing. EA, you probably need to embrace this since you're trying to do a digital platform. GameStop as well. Give some of these smaller companies a chance to get onto your store and get their games made. Because like I said, you know, I spent a lot of time going around the web looking for games that don't get any credence, and which is why I did the Wingaria, and I play those games a lot. They're a lot of fun to play, but they will never get seen or played or any of that because they're not able to find a platform to get onto. So I give you kudos for even having it in the first place. All right.
Yep.
It'd be time for us to get on the digital road. We will see you guys later. I will be here later. Yeah. Y'all gonna see some things later. Right at midnight, baby. Right at midnight.
I, and she's going to do that, and I am probably going to have a game review up at some point. Can I tell them the name of the game?
Oh, the one that you're doing now? Yeah.
Okay. I am reviewing Jack Keane 2, which is a point-and-click adventure title. I'm going through it right now, and I'm hopefully going to be able to have a review up sometime today. If not today, then tomorrow. So far, looks pretty good, but if you want to hear my real opinion of it, the pros and the cons, you will have to actually watch Twitter for that to come up. Yep, and it will, not Twitter, watch Twitch. Did I say Twitter? Watch Twitch for that to come up, and you'll see me put my fang down.
It'll post on Twitter once you're done. It'll post on Twitter once you're done, but if you want to actually interact with her while she's doing the review, you might want to actually follow us on Twitch, so as soon as she goes live, you can pop in and ask all your questions. Sweet
actually,
questions.
Actually, I won't be able to.
Well, you probably won't see it.
I'll be able to see
it. Yeah. Well, maybe if they tweet you, would you be able to think we might be able to respond directly to a tweet? Tweet her. Tweet at SnowWhiteGGR.
If I had another monitor, maybe, but I don't. The game takes up my full monitor, and I don't like playing in a windowed mode because it kind of it ruins the immersion for me. You know, I like to be immersed in my games. But if you do want to ask questions, what I'll do is I'll do the game first, and then I'll close the game when I'm done, and I'll answer the questions in Twitch chat when I'm done. How about that?
That'll work. Holla at y'all later.
All right. Holla at a playo. Right. So fresh, so clean.